The best way to understand what an agent does is to first look at the agent's role from a client's perspective. We actors tend to see an agent only from a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately viewpoint. If you fixate on that viewpoint, you're bound to be frustrated much of the time. Too often, actors think that an agent's primary job is to represent the actor. That is true in part, but look at the bottom line. The agent's job is to make money. An agent is a business person who wants the business to thrive. If you want a business to thrive, you go after the money. Who has the money? Certainly not the actors. The clients have the money. The actors are the product the agent sells. The savvy agent, aka business owner, wants to serve the customer, the client. Yes, the agent wants to please the actor as well, but that is the secondary function. Yes, egocentric actors, we are not always first on our agents' minds. Tough for our egos to swallow, but swallow it we must if we want to maintain our sanity. So, how does a good business person serve the customer? By providing a high-quality product and a good variety of high-quality product. The product must be in stock, flexible, and immediately functional. To translate, high-quality product equals good actor, good look, or both. Good variety equals all kinds of looks and types and sounds. In stock, flexible and immediately functional, equals actors who are available, who take direction well, and who know the job and can do what the client asks without wasting time. Thus, an agent's primary job is to provide products to satisfy client needs. If you begin to see the agent as a clearinghouse for actors, you'll understand them better and they'll disappoint you less often. This description of the actor-agent relationship does not sound supportive, collaborative, and creative, does it? When things are going well, the relationship can be all of that. When things are not going well, it will ease your frustration if you think like a business person and not take it personally.